Jerry Bader, Show 916. All right, because of my Monday brain fart, we didn't have the right audio here. On the CBS story, on CBS Evening News on Friday, of the frack sand mining debate here in Wisconsin. Jason, go ahead.
The State Department today extended indefinitely a federal review of the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. That is likely to delay President Obama's
This doesn't look like the right one either.
Controversial project until after November midterm elections. The pipeline would carry oil from Canada to refineries in Texas, but it's raised concerns about the impact on the environment. So has the fuel drilling technique known as fracking, which a mostly sand and water mixture is blasted underground to extract oil and gas from rock. A particular kind of sand is ideal for fracking. Rural Wisconsin has a lot of it, and mining companies are lining up to get it. But Dean Reynolds tells us some residents are lining up to stop them.
At a packed town hall meeting in Arcadia, Wisconsin, representatives of the mining company All Energy sought to assure residents that a proposed 725-acre mine posed no risk.
6 seconds a week is the amount of blasting that we're going to do.
But the audience was not convinced.
So why are we taking top-producing farmland and destroying it to get sand out?
Maybe if it was one mine, the response would not have been as emotional. But the idyllic farmland of west central Wisconsin has been transformed by 135 sand mining facilities, up from 5 just a few years ago. Oil and gas companies need the special crush-resistant sand to probe for fossil fuels in the process known as fracking.
The trucks drive past here. There's sand on the roads, there's sand down in the ditch, so I do get a lot in my house.
All that blowing sand is a health concern for Brenda Tabor Adams. Her farm is surrounded by 4 sand mines.
After now dealing with it for a couple years, I am now starting to get some respiratory issues.
Wheezing.
It'll wake me up at night.
Professor Crispin Pierce of the University of Wisconsin at Eau Claire has been sampling the air near 11 local plants and found elevated levels of dust with crystalline silica, which can cause cancer.
And like asbestos, it's a component of these small bits of dust that's particularly dangerous and damaging.
But while the mining boom here has created concern, it's also created nearly 3,000 jobs.
The growth in this industry, as long as it's done responsibly, is an excellent, awesome opportunity for Wisconsin.
Rich Buttinger is president of the Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association, which runs 10 mines. He told us that if the mining companies just follow existing safety regulations, the threat from blowing sand will dissipate.
Water wagons are constantly watering down the roads. We have sprinkler systems on our stockpiles.
Still, over the past 2 years, Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has issued 22 citations for non-compliance with environmental regulations to 21 different mining companies. And while the county board eventually rejected All Energy's plant for Arcadia, elsewhere in the state, there are few signs of a slowdown. 51 new mines are already in the works. Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Could that story have been any more slanted? My God, you would think that this has created a dust bowl in Wisconsin. That you can't be in your own living room without gagging from the sand. Now, on the other hand, look, precautions do need to be taken. But let's just be honest what this is really about. Now, in the case of the locals who packed that meeting, if you saw, and Jason, we will take calls on this. If you saw when she was talking that, yes, they, you know, pristine farmland is being replaced with sand mines. It's true. It's completely true. So what? On the one hand, people just don't like the idea of their bucolic torpor being disturbed. On the other hand, environmentalists hate fracking. Environmentalists hate fracking because it's punctured their little fossil fuel dream that we're running out of fossil fuels. The hell we are. There's a lot of oil to be had in the conventional method of harvesting it. And there is a whole new vein being tapped into with fracking. Busting up shale and getting the oil and that gas underneath it. They hate that. And we'll get to this in a little bit. It's the same reason they hate the Keystone Pipeline. It's not because of the direct environmental impact of running a pipeline from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. It's the fact that it means we'll be able to use the oil that runs through the pipeline. This is all about their little dream of oil going away. And if they can't stop the fracking, then they'll stop the picks and shovels being used in the gold rush. That is the sand that Wisconsin has. 3,000 jobs have already been created by this. Again, I'm not saying that it doesn't have to be done responsibly. But you know how this works. It's the same way with the Gogebic Taconite mine. Responsible mining, even for sand, in their opinion, they are being the environmentalist leftists and the NIMBY crowd, is a contradiction of terms. They don't believe there is such a thing as responsible mining. This is sand. We're talking about sand. And now suddenly sand is going to be the most dangerous thing in the world. I have two excellent analogies here from listeners. One is from Norm. Jerry, if that sand was used for concrete instead of fracking, there would be no uproar. He is most likely right about that. A friend in an instant message has a more stark analogy. Suppose, hypothetically, we have a special sand in Wisconsin that's used in abortions. Watch how quickly the left would be on board then. That's a better one. Norm's is good. If this sand was used for anything other than extracting oil from the ground, I don't think you would have this issue. That's what this is about. This is one of those stealth issues in Wisconsin that we have this incredible natural resource, and we have more of it than almost any other place in the world. And the environmentalists are going to step up again and try to stop us from harvesting it and getting in on the fracking boom. Now, this is why elections matter. Imagine if a Democrat were governor right now and they held both houses of the legislature. This would be stopped. This would be stopped in its tracks. I suppose I should come up with a witty metaphor about lined in the sand, but I can't really think of one. But if I could, I bet you'd be damn funny. Anyway, that's what you've got going on. And they would stop this dead in its tracks. Now to the Keystone Pipeline. And Jason, this is actually where I will need that cut now. On Friday, the Obama administration suspended indefinitely a decision on the Keystone Pipeline. This was done entirely for political purposes. This thing has been studied to death, literally, because it's dead for now. It has been studied to death. Obama is punting on this. He doesn't want to hack off the environmentalist lefties that want him to shut this down. This does something else, though. This keeps alive a hobby horse for Democrats who are running in very tenuous red state positions, U.S. Senate Democrats, most notably Mary Landrieu. Mary Landrieu is pretending to be a blue dog conservative on energy issues because she knows it'll take the attention away from Obamacare and get her reelected. She's been beating the hell out of the Obama administration on this. Debbie Wasserman Schultz appeared with David Gregory at Meet the Press yesterday, and he actually did an excellent journalistic job in exposing that this is all about politics. She, of course, Florida Congresswoman, chair of the DNC. Listen to this.
Keystone XL pipeline. The president, the administration, again, delayed a decision on whether this pipeline should be approved going from Canada down through the United States into the Gulf of Mexico. And Mary Landrieu from Louisiana issued a statement on Friday saying this, critical of the administration. Today's decision by the administration amounts to nothing short of an indefinite delay of the Keystone pipeline. The decision's irresponsible, unnecessary, and unacceptable. By making it clear that they will not move the process forward until there's a resolution in a lawsuit in Nebraska, the administration is sending a signal that the small minority who oppose the pipeline can tie up the process in court forever. There are 42,000 jobs, $20 billion in economic activity, and North America's energy security at stake. Isn't it true that because the president can't get a big law to combat climate change, he doesn't want to upset those environmentalists who would really be upset with him if he approved Keystone?
What's true is the decision over the Keystone pipeline is complex, and it's one that has to be examined very carefully. It affects multiple states. What's also true is that incumbent senators like Mary Landrieu understand the issues that are important on the ground in their state to their constituents. And I mean, just take a look, David, at the 2012 U.S. Senate results. You have in almost half of the Senate races that we had an open seat, the Democratic candidate won, even though Mitt Romney won that state. So, you know, the predictions that that we are headed for the minority in the United States Senate really don't line up with the historical situation on the ground in those campaigns.
Will the president approve Keystone in the end? Should he?
I think he has to continue to take a close look at it. The environmental concerns are legitimate. The economic concerns are legitimate.
Are you worried as the party chair that this shouldn't be resolved before the election because of the potential impact it could have on vulnerable Democrats?
As a member of Congress who represents hundreds of thousands of people in South Florida, I want to make sure that the right decision is arrived at and that the president makes that decision carefully and doesn't factor politics into his decision, which I don't think.
All right. Give me a break. That he doesn't factor politics into his decision? This thing has been studied and studied and studied. These two stories taken together illustrate how screwed up our energy policy in America is. The environmental left is allowed to stop anything that will increase oil and net gas, but more importantly, oil production. This is not just an annoyance. This is a tremendous hit to our economy and economic development and national security. Imagine how neutered Putin would be if we were in a position to quickly start feeding Western Europe oil and that gas. This is dumbfounding. It's 9:29. Now he can
thump on the thunk, sitting drunk on a wagon to Mexico. The Cherry Vayner Show is sponsored in part by American